Rick, let's begin with the latest revised GDP figures.
You know, they revise each quarter's figures twice, so we get a total of three. This is the final estimate. And what we've got now for quarter four of 2013 is growth on a year-over-year basis of 2.6% on an inflation-adjusted basis. And that's good. That's almost strong, one could say. In a new normal context, it is strong. It's a little bit above the previous estimate, which was 2.4. It's lower than quarter three of 2013. But overall, it's pretty good. And if you look at the components of the estimate, even though it's down from quarter three of 2013, it's down for the right reasons. In quarter three of 2013, businesses were building up inventories. And when businesses are building inventories, it's typically because their dealers, their retailers, are not ordering from the factories. And so businesses produce those things and have to keep them in inventory. Well, that fell in quarter four. Final sales to consumers were actually up relative to quarter three. And so overall, it's a pretty good report. We saw increases in consumer spending, in business investment spending, and in exports. And as has been the case now for 2 years, we've seen that government spending has fallen in the fourth quarter, and also housing fell a bit in the fourth quarter relative to the previous estimate. So overall, a good report.
Another economic indicator is the number of individuals filing jobless claims, and you say that is down in the latest report.
It is down, and in fact, if you take out the 1 month when California's unemployment compensation system was on the fritz and not submitting data, this is actually the best report we've had in the last 7 years. And so, again, jobless claims measure the number of people who are separating and filing for first-time benefits. It's distinct from the number of people who are actually getting new jobs. But the fact that fewer people are losing their jobs is good news. Fewer people filing for unemployment benefits. It was down to 311,000 for the nation for the week, and that was lower than what the forecasters had predicted. So a better than predicted report. And actually, if you look at the 4 week moving average, we're certainly well into what one would think of as healthy territory. So good news on the job market front and good news in the GDP reports. So it's a good week for us.
And you mentioned home sales. Tell us what that report looks like. You say not so good on a national level.
On a national level, it's not. And that's largely because of the bad weather that you and I have spent the better part of 3 months discussing now. Cold weather in the Northeast, compounded by an increase in mortgage interest rates, mean that new home sales have slowed somewhat. And looking here at Northwest Florida, our housing market really became disconnected from the rest of the nation starting in about 2003, 2004. We had such a strong boom that when the contraction came and credit tightened and the housing market collapsed, we saw a much bigger collapse here in Florida than in the rest of the nation. The good news is that really, for the past year and a half, prices have bottomed out in Florida and they are beginning to rise again as an indicator of the health of the housing market. And that's true across the state and it's true here in Northwest Florida. So we're now far enough into it to call it a sustained improvement in the Florida housing market, and that's certainly good news.
Finally, Rick, I want to take a moment to talk about the Blue Angels. They've arrived back home in Pensacola this week with funding for a full 2014 air show season, which of course includes two big shows here in this area.
That is good news. Military funding generally is so important to the Pensacola metro area. I've just been looking at some of the income figures on a long-term basis for Pensacola, you know, starting back in 1970 and looking forward until today. And what you can see loud and clear is that even as we lost manufacturing jobs starting in the mid-1980s, even as we lost the Naval Aviation Depot in the mid-90s, those sorts of things caused our metro area per capita income to fall relative to national averages. But really, the defense spending buildup that started under President Bush, elected in 2000, and the pay increases that we saw since then played a noticeable role in promoting area incomes. And we've looked a lot better. Defense spending is just so important for our metro area in Pensacola. And here it's not even as important as next door in Fort Walton Beach, the most military employment intensive county in Florida. And so signs like the Blue Angels air shows being restored, certainly good news for Northwest Florida.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.